This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
I'm excited. We got a Texas two-step to do here. And then we're heading into the All-Star break, and the Warriors have an opportunity over the next 30-plus hours to really, really grab Uncle Mo, stick him in the back pocket, take him into a week off that they're hosting. This is a big, big two-game stretch. Tonight as they go visit Clay, tomorrow as they go visit the Houston Rockets. After that trade deadline, with all the good vibes and feelings they got going on, man, if they could win two more basketball games, it's going to be a lot of happy Warrior fans out there.
And they're going to need it. And, you know, you made an interesting point during the crossover about, you know, the back end of the schedule. And a lot of times you go up against teams where they're going to be packing it in. And I just looked at their last nine games on the schedule.
Who they got?
They have teams who are still going to be caring. You've got San Antonio, Memphis, the Lakers, Denver, Houston, and Phoenix, San Antonio again, Portland won't care, and then you've got the Clippers. Eight of your last nine are likely against teams that will still be in it.
Well, you're putting San Antonio in it. I don't buy it. I know De'Aaron Fox.
I think they'll still be fighting for the 10.
I doubt it. I really do. I understand where you're coming from. You might be right. And then sometimes, by the way, don't forget that you're throwing teams in where you're like, well, they're good. Just because you're good doesn't mean you're trying down the stretch either, because you might be locked in already. Denver, for instance, is an interesting one. They'll be here at Chase Center on April 4th.
Yep.
Denver has traditionally down the stretch been like, we're fine.
It depends where they are.
Right, we'll take the 2 or 3 seeds. So, you know, Portland, you mentioned Phoenix. I think Phoenix will be dusted by then completely. So anyway, I get what you're saying, but I am very, very bullish on this. I think the Warriors, first of all, the absolute worst case scenario is the 8 seed. But I'm going to tell you right now, based on what I see, canvassing the league, I think the Warriors are at least going to be the 7. And here's why. It's not because all of a sudden I've decided that Jimmy Buckets has changed the Warriors and now we going to be championship and everything is wonderful. It helps. They do look a lot better, but There is something else that happened over the trade deadline that I didn't realize until watching basketball the last couple of nights, and it's this. The teams around the Warriors, this is a lucky break for the Warriors. The teams around them that they are battling to move up in this play-in tournament and beyond are cratering, and they're done. They are emotionally dusted based on what has just taken place. And one of the teams I'm talking about is the opponent tonight. You trade Luka Doncic to the point where your fan base is screaming at you as they walk into the building, but at least you did get another star. And upon arrival, he plays two quarters of basketball and he gets hurt long term as well. And the Dallas Mavericks are going to be feeling that. They're going to be feeling that the rest of the way. I think that they are food for the Warriors right now. The Phoenix Suns locker room is done. Bradley Beal was in trade rumors for 2 months. Then Kevin Durant ended up in them. He didn't want to be in them. And all of a sudden, their locker room is reportedly toxic. I can actually back that as true from someone inside the organization. That team last night in a home game with Durant returning to the lineup and about to achieve a milestone could not put up a fight. A home game. They're done. Get Phoenix out of the way. Dallas is out of the way. Sacramento just lost their best player, and they're really not that strong at this point, even to begin with. I'm going to put them out of the way. To get the seven, the Warriors literally just need to catch either Minnesota or the Clippers, and I believe that they've got the schedule and now the momentum to go do it.
It's funny how I'm portrayed as the dismissive guy on the program, and you just took three teams with 29, 28 games left to go, and you just wiped them off the schedule. Wiped them all off.
In terms of where they their fight against the Warriors.
So the Phoenix can't figure it out out of the break.
They're done.
And Sacramento can't get...
Sacramento will be in the play-in tournament.
Sacramento can't get LaVine and DeRozan to channel their inner Chicago with Domus Sabonis
because
and come back and play better.
Because LaVine and DeRozan did so well when they were together in Chicago.
But they played together. At least they know each other.
I'm just surprised
that you were able to, on this day, heading into the All-Star break, off of two wins with Jimmy Butler, just take three teams and wipe them straight off.
I'm telling you, this is extenuating circumstances. And by the way, I'm not telling you none of them will be in the play, and I'm telling you, the Warriors are going to finish ahead of them. The Warriors are going to finish ahead of those teams.
Ahead of Sacramento and Dallas and Phoenix.
Absolutely.
And right now they're ahead of Phoenix.
And you didn't
even count San Antonio. You think that they're also done.
I don't think they're done. I just don't think that De'Aaron Fox's acquisition is enough to suddenly take that young core and really make a second half push. Wembanyama and Castle are still babies. Absolute babies. I know they've got Chris Paul, Harrison Barnes. They've got a veteran influence. But it's just, I don't think it's going to be enough. Now, they could work their way to the 10 because I do think Phoenix is going to crater, because I do think Dallas is going to crater, but I don't think they're going to catch the Warriors. So that's why, worst case scenario, to me, even if things aren't perfect down the stretch, even if there's an injury here or there.
Wow.
Even if Jonathan Kuminga and Jimmy Butler need a few minutes together before they can figure it out. I'm telling you that the worst case scenario for the Warriors is the 8, but I'm going to put them in at least the 7 based on the schedules I see, the opponents out there. And again, a lot of this is extenuating. These teams didn't know that this was going to happen. You trade Luka for Anthony Davis and then he gets hurt?
Yeah, game one.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You just gave your core away.
Well, and it's also extenuating as it pertains to the Warriors because you're dealing with a 37-year-old and a couple of 35-year-olds. So you're assuming in this scenario that they all stay mostly healthy.
I'm assuming
that you don't have, one of the three misses a month. Like Anthony Davis looks like he's going to miss a month, if not more. And that's terrible news for Dallas. And, you've got Kyrie. And if you look at tonight's injury report, they have six guys who are listed as either game time or out. So Dallas is going to be probably rocking an 8 or 9-man team. Forget the rotation. So, yeah, the circumstances are not good. And I'm just surprised that you are looking at all these teams and off of a couple of games or, three or four days since the deadline, you're just wiping them off the earth?
Again, it's not based on – I'm not doing that with the Warriors either. I'm not here to tell you – like anybody who had concerns about Jimmy Butler needs to do some sort of apology to everyone around them. We're not there yet. It's only been a couple games. I'm talking about the larger issues, the diseases that have been born inside of these teams. I'm telling you that Phoenix is emotionally gone. gone, and they've been gone for a little while. But that experience over the trade deadline, and you look me in my eye, you know damn well what I know inside the Phoenix organization.
I know what you know, yeah.
They are cooked.
It doesn't mean it's permanent, though. And I would caution against that being
I don't see how they're going to recover. I really
don't. You got three really, really good players, and they could decide that they want to actually play basketball together again.
I think they've all decided that they don't. And,
well,
it's not,
and we'll see. Time will tell. It's they've lost two straight games, yeah, but and that's
not,
fine.
It's not their togetherness. It's them and their front office and their ownership and their
it's all of it.
And their coach, and there's so
much
going on there.
That organization is one of the 10 worst in all sports, and Arizona happens to have two of the bottom 10. And yeah. I wonder if it's something in the water, but yeah, the Suns are broken. And you said this in the offseason where you couldn't possibly imagine them doing what they've done, which is three guys making $50 million, and they did it. And they got to the deadline. They tried to trade two of them. One of them said no, and the other one said, nah, not really. And so they're all still there.
Yep.
And poor Devin Booker, who's out there like, I'm the son, and can you guys like join me? Can we be what we thought we were going to be? And the answer might be no. So I'm not going to dismiss your point, but I just think it's a little surprising that heading into the deadline or heading into the All-Star break, you're willing to take three teams that are ahead of the Warriors and say, all three of you, move aside, you're done.
It can be surprising all you want. How I feel.
I'm shocked. Yeah.
That's
you
fine.
You can feel that way. I'm not ready to give the Warriors that much carte blanche to go ahead and, like, they won two games with Jimmy Butler. Great. What have you been all year? You've been
mediocre.
Up and down.
Yeah, totally mediocre.
Steph Curry's been not a consistent 30-a-night guy, and Draymond Green has been icing up every time off the court.
That's why I'm telling you that it could actually be as far down as the 8 seed, which, by the way, they will probably be the 8 seed in a matter of hours. That would be another prediction. I think that we'll see what Sacramento does in New Orleans tonight. But if the Warriors win tonight, they move in front of Dallas. I just don't see these three teams as their, not just their roster, but their emotional makeup based on what has happened to them, I don't think can survive what the Warriors now have. Because the Warriors, whether you're big on Jimmy Butler or not, what the Warriors have right now is cohesion. They have people who are all on the same page. I loved reading what Jonathan Kuminga has said about this trade deadline. And he sounds very, very much on board and excited to play with Jimmy Butler based on similar playing styles. And just there's an energy around the Warriors right now. And sure, anything bad could happen. I'm assuming health largely for all the teams that I'm talking about. And I'm telling you that the Warriors are going to shake through Phoenix, Sacramento, and Dallas. And I think they've got a really good chance to either catch Minnesota or the Clippers. Minnesota, I think, is a really good basketball team. They'll probably go get that sixth seed. The Clippers, to me, are overachievers. I don't know if that lasts. Houston probably is too far away, although they are really leaking oil right now, and they're young. So I just see vulnerability there. The Warriors have their own vulnerabilities. I acknowledge that. But what the Warriors have over those three teams that I'm talking about is emotional stability.
Right, for now.
Yeah.
I mean, the emotional stability is there, and we've had two games of Jimmy Butler, and boy, everything's great, and he's gotten to the foul line, and Steph and Draymond and Jimmy, they're all healthy. And it's great when you're winning. When you win your first two games, it's easy to have emotional stability. I wonder when you get deep into February and March, and you start to have these guys playing more and playing more often, and whether or not you have a small injury here or there, and can Kuminga fit and all the rest of it, I'm here for it, because if you look at the record that they would need to get up to 46 wins, which last year wasn't good enough to be the sixth, but generally 46, 47, 48, that's about where you need to be. So even if the Warriors have emotional stability, you still need to win two out of every three games the rest of the way to be in that spot.
Sure, and I believe that they will. I believe that they will. That's all. I mean, they were this record last year. I loved your question off that.
Yeah.
They were this record last year. They finished with 46 wins, and nobody's going to answer that they don't think they're a better team this time. And last year's team did not have the benefit, I think, of this year's team, of looking at some of these teams around them and looking at the discord that they are going through at this hour.
Well, they were a team with the discord.
That's correct.
You had Chris Paul, who was clearly one and done. You had Klay Thompson, who was maybe in the second year of a two-year I-want-out-of-here drama. You had Dario Saric, who played a lot early and then didn't play anymore after that. And beyond those guys, you didn't have a lot in terms of depth and cohesion, and you got down to the end of the game, the end of the season, rather, and you played Sacramento in the play-in, and you got crushed. And so this team does feel different. Maybe it's just Jimmy Butler in a small sample, but having Jimmy gives you a little bit more of that swagger, a little bit more of that edge, and a guy who is a pro who's been there and done it. So, yeah, right now the composition of this team, for me, is better than what it was last year.
We'd love to hear from you Warrior fans on kind of where that Uncle Mo optimism sits now with regard to the standings. Where do you think they're going to end up based on what we know right now? 888-957-9570 is the number. My take is less based on, ooh, Jimmy Fitz, here we go. We're going to be championship. Warriors going to win all the games. The Warriors still have holes. It's been two games. Let's see what happens. This next 30 hours is going to be challenging, and I wonder how they'll navigate that. And so, more opinions to come with new information the rest of the week for sure. But I think that they're sitting right now in company that is very advantageous. Very advantageous, because the Phoenix Suns, I know they've only lost, as you put it, a couple in a row. But if you look at what happened and go back, I really think that this is worth our time. Remember when Joe Lacob sat with Rich Kleiman? The Suns are here on a Friday night, and it's prior to the trade deadline. And they clowned the Warriors.
Yep.
They killed the Warriors while Kleiman and Joe Lacob sat there together, okay? Since then, you can say, oh, they've lost two in a row. Since then, and those discussions and the realization that the Suns were trying to trade Kevin Durant, the Suns are 1-5, their only victory being a home game against the Utah Jazz in overtime. They are playing horrific basketball.
They lost back-to-back against Portland on the road.
Correct. They're playing terrible basketball, and they're an emotional wreck, and I don't think they're coming back.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, they have the talent to make it back, but based on everything that happened, Beal not wanting to be traded, KD saying no thank you, and Booker kind of being the guy sitting there holding the bag, it feels like they're a team that could plummet, but they still have a lot of talent. So until it happens, I'm going to reserve judgment.
888-957-9570. I got the Warriors as the 7 seed. I think that's where this is going to end up. I know they want the 6. I think they're going to end up as the 7. And the 7 is a hell of a lot better than the 9 or the 10. But what do y'all think? Where's your thought at this time? 888-957-9570. Also, knockout tournament, Chase Center Court. Ooh, we're getting down to it. We got 7 spots left, and we'll give up another one in the 4 p.m. hour today. So make sure you're listening at 4 o'clock. We'll give you the keyword, Greg Cosell at 3:15. Buster Posey joins us at 4:15. We're sponsored by Chilton Auto Body, and this is Willard and Dibbs.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like by a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
As much as you you hate to see guys go and you grow attached to people, it's always about winning. And, you know, the players understand that and coaches understand that. But, you know, whatever it takes to win, that's what you have to do. And I think ultimately it was obvious we needed a change in this season. We were kind of stuck in mud. And this seems like the best possible move we could have made. And I give Mike Dunleavy a lot of credit. I mean, he's done an incredible job since he's been here.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Can we talk about that for a minute? I would love to hash it out a little bit, what Steve Kerr said to us yesterday, because he said it multiple times. And this is a Warriors Wednesday. This is brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. It's Willard and Dibbs taking your calls at 888-957-9570. We are a full potpourri, though, today.
Yep.
Because we got NFL Films and Greg Cosell at 3:15. We got pitchers and catchers and Buster Posey at 4:15. Mm. And then we got Warriors Live at 5:30. They're visiting the Mavericks and Klay Thompson tonight.
Klay Thompson. Yeah. And I did like the question you threw out earlier about who will you miss more, Klay Thompson, who we know is gone, or Deebo Samuel, who might be gone. We can get into that.
We can play with that. Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. Or
like, real quick, do you miss Klay Thompson?
No.
That was a funny answer.
Well, I mean,
it's I miss him
less than I thought I would miss him.
Okay.
I'll be honest.
That's fair.
And the way it ended and the fact that life goes on, I miss him less than I thought. Do I miss him? I mean, not really, because Clay in Dallas is not the Clay that I remember. 37 points in a quarter and, you know, a splash brother. That's not the player that he had become.
He moonlit when we were at Splash.
Right.
He went crazy in Boston.
He did.
He went crazy in Boston. And they beat the Celtics last week.
He still has it in him to do that every now and again.
Like once or twice a year.
You know, yeah. You can ask me if I'm going to miss Debo. Go ahead and ask me.
Will you miss Debo?
Nah. Not really.
Do you miss anyone?
Do I miss anyone? I do miss some people.
Who?
I'd be hard pressed to think. I mean, I kind of miss Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Because, I mean.
And I meant sports people. Don't say your parents.
Sure.
Like, yeah.
Shout out Dwayne.
I'm sure, right? Yeah. I get that.
Sue and Dwayne. Yeah.
But, yeah, is there anybody who left and you're like, damn, miss that guy?
I miss DeForest Buckner.
Oh, okay.
As you have a defense that cannot stop the run. You, in the A and the B gaps, you are non-existent.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I miss him, but. Outside of that, Niners who I miss Dre Greenlaw.
Well, he's not gone yet.
Yet. Yet. And we can get into that as part of the potpourri.
We for sure will. We'll get into that with Greg Cosell. Yeah.
I miss Zach Wheeler.
That's a good
I mean, and I criticized the trade when it happened.
That's a good one.
I was big on don't trade him for a rental, and they did.
It's kind of hard to miss someone you never had him.
Had him in San Jose.
Right, but you never watched him. He never pitched a game for the Giants.
I covered a bunch of his games down there on the farm.
Never pitched as a San Francisco Giant.
Yeah, fair.
He was a concept. He was an idea.
And he turned into quite a concept.
He sure did.
Yeah.
They don't always.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I reverse miss Marco Luciano.
Wow.
I want to go back to the days where I'm like, he's going to be amazing when he gets here, man.
Well, he misses not only you, but most ground balls. If Grandy wasn't eating, I think he would have laughed at that, but it's sandwich time for Grandy.
No, that was funny. And I heard
your joke, and then I took a bite.
Yeah, okay. I saw it coming. Like, that was one of those as soon as you went into your mode, I'm like, I know exactly what he's going to say, and it's funny.
Well, and some,
but it was.
Like, one of every 12 jokes, Grandy laughs, and I thought that was one I would have gotten, but he was in sandwich mode, and that's okay.
God.
Grandy's got to eat.
Some things are more important, Dips.
Yep, yeah. Go ahead and chew and swallow. That's what I tell my 2-year-old.
Can we go back to what we just heard Steve Kerr say, though?
Please, yeah.
Steve Kerr, and we didn't get the chance really to talk about this yesterday, because they've turned us into game show hosts in the second half of the show, which is fine. We're giving away stuff left and right. Let's make a deal. But I noticed this from Steve Kerr with our ranging conversation yesterday. He could not stop complimenting Mike Dunleavy. Now, of course he's going to do that. I understand. He's publicly going to support Mike Dunleavy. But can we go back to last week at this time? Exactly 1 week ago was the day that the Warriors acquired Jimmy Butler, but they did it just after 5 o'clock. So we're literally heading toward exactly the one-week anniversary of the acquisition of Jimmy Butler. And I would argue, and maybe it's just the echo chamber, but I'd argue that what I'm hearing in that moment was a lot of growing negativity toward Mike Dunleavy. A lot of it. You can't get a deal done. Remember the day before, Kevin Durant, I'm not coming. And people were like, oh my God, the Lakers got Luka and Dunleavy's sitting here and he wouldn't part with pods. That was, I'm hearing a lot of that, right? Then they get Jimmy Butler and they play 2 games. They win 2 games. Jimmy scores a bunch of points in both games. Steve Kerr's is propping up Mike Dunleavy. And then look around the league. The Miami Heat, for 2 months, have been dragged through a situation. The Dallas Mavericks general manager is receiving death threats. The Lakers pulled off a smaller trade that got rescinded, and their rookie first rounder, who they really love, now won't play for them because he is emotionally hurt.
Takes time.
Okay?
Takes time.
The Phoenix Suns dragged all of their stars through social media mud, and now everybody hates everybody in a toxic locker room. Okay? The Sacramento Kings dealt De'Aaron Fox, and I'd largely think most fans are still sitting here going, I don't know what happened there.
Why? Yeah.
What, Mike Brown, De'Aaron, I don't get it, and I don't. I have no idea what the hell just happened there over the last 2 months.
It's a void of leadership,
right,
is what it is. It's clear that the player didn't like the coach, and so the coach got fired, and then the player was like, you know, I don't like the team either. And
is that clear?
It's not clear, but that's the way I read the tea leaves. And the Joes in the morning Joes, morning roast, they were, Shasky was laying out the whole Chris Webber, Don Nelson thing. And this feels a little bit like that to a lesser extent, where Webber didn't want to be around Nelly. And so the Warriors had to choose between Webber and Nelly. They chose Nelly. And so they traded Webber. And then Nelly left a year later anyway. This feels a little bit like that, where for some reason, Mike Brown was not connecting with the team, and so you fired Mike Brown, and you brought in Doug Christie, and then your star player, less than a month later, was like, nah, I don't want to be here anyway. I want to go to San Antonio. So you dealt him. So you took out a coach who's won an NBA title, replacing him with a guy who I liked. I know Doug a little bit from doing some TV work. He's a great guy. I don't know how he is as a coach, but you have a new coach, and your star still is like, nah, I still want out. And so then you trade him? That, to me, is a broken organization.
If you could set up a meeting between Doug Christie and the lovely Christie, I think she would enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had a crush on him back in the day.
Oh, wow.
She used to dream about being Christie.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
And I was thinking about the former New Jersey governor, Christie, who we could throw in as well.
Yeah,
to
Chris
mediate.
Christie.
Yeah, Chris Christie. Thank you.
So you want Chris Christie to introduce Christie to Doug Christie?
Yeah, and maybe we could have Christie Brinkley be a part of it as well. But now we're going too far.
Your references down the road. A little old.
Yeah, Jeezy Money on YouTube with a great line.
What
he said, Sacramento's gone from light the beam to change the bulb. To damn five is what
that's
that is.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And how many Kings does it take to change a light bulb?
Apparently, all of them.
More than it should. Yep. I guess is probably the answer. Anyway,
to your greater point,
like what I'm asking is how. I guess it's how you
feeling
like,
out of the
how
deadline.
How you like Mike Dunleavy now?
Yeah, you like him a lot. You like him a lot, and you know, I know he's going to make an appearance on our station in the very near future.
I think tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Is that right?
I think that's right.
Tomorrow 1 o'clock with Steiny and Goo.
And I look forward to hearing them hold his feet to the fire. I do want to know about. And the question that I have for Mike is, what's it like when you're doing everything you did, which is like, you call Phoenix, hold on, Miami's calling. Hey, how you doing? Hold on, it's Washington. And you're like, bippity-boppity-boop, New Orleans is on hold. It kind of reminds me of Moneyball when Brad Pitt is doing his Billy Bean, and he's like, you know, call the Rangers. And, you know, you have all these calls. Hold on, I'm getting another call. And I wonder how much of that Mike Dunleavy was going through when you're trying to, we're all in on, we want Kevin Durant. And then it's like, we want Jimmy Butler. Like, what do you really want?
I do think it's, I don't know if fans' minds do, and I think this is what you're describing, but my mind goes there. What do those calls sound like? What do you say? Like, it's we do the ESPN trade machine.
Right.
What do you do? What do you call? You call the Suns? Like, we want Durant. Like, you can't have Durant. Like, is it that? Is it the same as when you and I might want to make a trade in fantasy football?
Right.
Does it sound like that? Or is it, I would hope, more professional?
Yes,
I don't know.
At the same time, it's like, okay, how do we make this work? You know, we got Dennis Schroeder expiring. You want Dennis? We probably don't, but hold on, let me call Utah. And you call Utah, and Utah's like, yeah, that sounds pretty good, but you know what? Maybe Miami wants him. Let me call Miami. And so now you've got these four-team trades, and you've got a four-way phone call, and Dennis Schroeder's being thrown back and forth. Well,
but did you hear that Danny Ainge in Utah, who was actually a third player in the Luka and Anthony Davis trade, they were involved in it, and they didn't know that Luka and Anthony Davis were involved in the trade.
Wait, what?
Danny says that he found out at the last second that that's what was going on between Dallas and the Lakers. All he knew is that he was facilitating a trade.
Gotcha.
And his portion was, and I don't even know what the hell it was, somebody got a second rounder for, as you said, beepity-boppity-boo.
Right.
That was Utah's portion. And he had no idea that Luka and Anthony Davis were changing addresses. No clue. So I don't know. I really don't know. And I am curious how those conversations go. But I'll ask this. And again, here's what Steve Kerr said yesterday.
What Mike has done in his year and a half here, you know, these guys who he's brought in, Brandon and Quentin and, you know, Jimmy, I mean, to me, these guys are rounding out our team in a really important way. Chris Paul last year, you know, very, very similar. Just adding the IQ and the feel that allows Steph to really thrive has been hugely important. And I think Mike has played a big role in all that.
Yeah, like, I'd love to talk about this a little bit. And the conversation is kind of organically going this direction because I'm thinking about this. And I did hear a lot of negativity pointed toward Mike Dunleavy last week, and I haven't heard anybody sort of circle back on that. Look, the Jimmy Butler thing, that we got a long way to go before we know exactly if this was good, bad, or somewhere in between. But as people start celebrating Quentin Post, and as Brandon Pajemski looks better and better since his injury, and as you do swing a big deal, and in fact, swing a big deal, forget if you love Butler, Andrew Wiggins, what your thought is on that. You engage the Phoenix Suns for a week and a half. And then when they just completely emotionally crumbled and turned into a puddle, you pivoted and you were still able to get something done with them completely removed from the process. Meanwhile, Dallas's GM decided to make his name the biggest name in the sport for a few weeks and is now the most hated man in the history of the city. All of that's going on. And meanwhile, here's Mike Dunleavy, who has not been the GM for very long and has pulled off a number of moves. Even go back to, I know Schroeder didn't work, but like, he pulled that off quickly. It made sense at the time. And then when it wasn't great, you pivoted out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder, like, I'm very high on Dunleavy. I have been the whole time. But I wonder where people are specifically this week, because it feels like about a week ago, people were starting to get their paper airplanes ready and they wanted to throw them at his head.
A little bit, but I do think when you look at what he's done in his trades, and I'm looking at the Klay Thompson trade from last year where you got him into a sign-in trade, and so you were able to get Kyle Anderson and Buddy Hield. We know that Kyle Anderson turned into, in part, Jimmy Butler, and D'Anthony Melton you signed in the mid-level, and he got hurt. He turned into Schroeder, and so Schroeder and Anderson, along with Wiggins, turned into Jimmy Butler. So you went from Klay to Jimmy Butler, and you also got Buddy Hield. So you had Klay, and you basically netted Buddy Hield and Jimmy Butler. And I know second round picks came in and you had to send a first round pick out, so it's not as easy as a 1-for-2 trade, but you went from Klay and you wound up with Buddy Hield and Jimmy Butler. D'Anthony Melton became a short-term rental, which turned into Schroeder, which turned into a piece for Jimmy Butler and the rest of it. And Lindy Waters is another one.
Yeah.
That he was found in the Mike Dunleavy era. And, you know, whatever credit you give him, you give him blame, so you give him credit.
Well, and you mentioned all those things there, and those are all moves and trades and transactions. He's also made 3 draft picks, and 2 of them are in the second round. And whatever you think about each of those players, they're all on the team. The second rounders have made the team. The first round draft pick is in the Rising Stars game coming up this weekend. And the second round pick most recently has a new nickname and is screaming in the faces of opponents the other night and looks like he might be some sort of a thing. I don't know where that's all going.
Yeah.
But like,
well, in the other second round pick, you actually didn't make the pick, but he happened to have your brother as his agent.
Yeah, you pulled the pick.
Right. So TJD's agent is Mike Dunleavy's brother. And so however you worked that behind the scenes, you worked it. And if it's working, then let it work it. And that's what happened.
Put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
And that's what he did.
Yes.
You call your brother and say, hey, bro, we like your player. Why don't you let it be known that he'll only play for us and he can slide, slippity slide. So you do get credit for that.
Sure, sure.
I mean, like, Mike Dunleavy's in the mix.
I don't look at anything that Mike has done since taking over and go, boy, that was a big old whiff. And that's coming because every GM has those, right? Like, we can sit here and love Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, and I think that they do a wonderful job, and I can give you a long list of things they've messed up. I mean, good Lord, they got Trey Lance for 3 years' worth of draft capital. So everybody gets whiffs. But what's the thing right now where you would look at Mike Dunleavy and be like, dude, you really screwed that up? I don't think you've got anything on him yet. Nothing that stands out. I'm not saying you got to love everything he's done, but there's nothing you can look at and be like, that was dumb.
Well, the Butler contract is going to be one that you maybe look at, but I do like the fact that there was a direction in that move. So you brought in Jimmy Butler, and you gave him 2 more years at big money, and Draymond Green actually spoke to this on his podcast. I know we'll have the sound coming up here shortly, but you basically told Draymond and Steph, you two are here, now Jimmy is here, this is the new big three, because we all have to call everything a big whatever, but you three get 2.5 years to do what you can do, and we're going to figure out the rest of it after that.
Yeah. Yeah, I look, it's kind of fascinating to think about how quickly the perceptions can change. You won 2 basketball games, and now we go from Wednesday to Wednesday of Mike Dunleavy can't pull off crap, and the very next Wednesday, there are smart-thinking Warrior fans who actually think that this is now a team that could go win a playoff series. Like, that took 1 week and 2 basketball games. So, and I'm not saying that's rational, but I do think it's a good week for Mike Dunleavy right now.
Well, yeah, because you won the first 2 games.
Well, and that can change by next Wednesday.
It can.
But in this moment, I think that he, like, whether you even love the Jimmy trade or not, and you know that I didn't.
Yep.
You know that I didn't.
You're warming to it.
Well, I even in not liking the trade, I admitted to you right away, it's better than nothing. It was better than nothing. And the accusation that week was, God, these Warriors keep holding on to their mediocre players, and they won't make a big swing. And meanwhile, the Lakers are out here playing chess, getting Luka. Well, 24 hours later, he made a big deal. He made a big deal. How big is it? We'll find out.
Well, and his boss, not Joe Lacob, but Kirk Lacob on with Steiny and Guru earlier today, said basically, yeah, luxury tax, we're doing it. And get above the second apron, he wouldn't commit to that. But when you look at what that number will be, they are going to be willing to go up into that area. And when you have Steph making damn near 60 next year, and Jimmy's making mid-50s, and Draymond's making high 20s, and you want to pay Kuminga mid to high 20s, and you've got your various buddies and all the rest of the guys you want to add, you're going to be paying a lot of money. But if they're willing to do that, then I'm here for it.
Yeah, we want to go out to the phones. I want to answer this text real quick, because it's a fair thing that some people might be thinking. 707 said, are we going to act like letting CP3 go with no return wasn't a bad move? Look, I've shared my opinion on this. You do not need to agree with it. But the CP3 contract, in my opinion, they hoped that there might be something that would materialize that they could trade it for. But when the Jordan Poole situation was what it was, and you can do whatever you want with history.
We can re-adjudicate that if you want. It's a whole show there.
Once it was, you could do a whole 3 months of shows.
I think we might have.
or more. But once that situation was what it was, and there were changes made in the collective bargaining agreement at the same time, the Warriors chose to take that Jordan Poole contract that they had recently signed, and they wanted to achieve financial flexibility, therefore turn it into a contract that was expiring. And that's what they did. So I'm not saying you can't criticize them for it. I'm not saying you can't say that, boy, they should have been able to find something for CP3. But in my opinion, the Warriors were well aware that when they acquired Chris Paul for Jordan Poole, which is not a like-minded deal in the first place, once you do that, they were well aware that what this may end up being is us just freeing up the money.
Yes.
And that's what they did. And they got under the second apron.
That's right. And so, yes, they didn't get anything for Chris Paul, but what they got was the word that we all used last year. It was their buzzword, which was optionality.
Yep.
And so by getting rid of Chris Paul, even though you got nothing in return, you got optionality to where this year at the deadline, you could add Jimmy Butler and you could extend Jimmy Butler and know that going into next year, even if you go back into the second apron, you don't have the repeat penalty of being one of these overspending teams. And it brings us back to Phoenix, because Phoenix tried to offload a contract this year to avoid that penalty, and they couldn't do it.
Didn't
so now
work.
They go into next year, and they're kind of screwed unless you can then find a way to trade Beal or Durant. You won't want to trade Booker, but Phoenix is in the spot where the Warriors didn't want
to
be.
We're going to go to the phones coming up next. Manly Man, you will lead us off. 888-957-9570. We also want to play for you that's something that Draymond Green said as he labeled life after Jimmy Butler with the Warriors. We'll let you hear that because it's interesting. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Also sponsored by MB Jesse Painting. Remember, Greg Cosell, 15 minutes away. Buster Posey's just over an hour away. And we're also an hour away from the keyword to give out a knockout spot. Also, here's what's on tap for the weekend, brought to you by AC Transit. Driving the East Bay since 1960. On Friday, Rising Stars practice, 2:30 at Chase Center. Celebrity game is 4 p.m. Oakland Arena. Rising Stars game, Chase Center, 6 o'clock. Saturday, All-Star practice at Oakland Arena, 11 to 2. HBCU Classic at Oakland Arena at 2. And the All-Star Saturday night, which has the Skills Challenge, three-point contest, and the dunk contest, Chase Center starting at 5. And then I think you know Sunday, NBA All-Star game, Chase Center, 5 o'clock. That's what's on tap for the weekend. Brought to you by AC Transit, driving the East Bay since 1960. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.